Menachas Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah actually brings up a machlokas in Pesachim between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. If you had a korban where the meat was lost or became tameh before the dam was underwent zeriko, was sprinkled on the mizbeach, Rabbi Yoshua says a main basar ain dam. If there's no meat, meaning if the meat can't be applied to the mizbeach because it's tameh or because it's lost, ain dam. You don't do the sprinkling, and so the whole korban is pasul. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Dam afal bisha ein basar." Even if the meat got lost or became tamei, you can still do the avodas hadam. Even if there's no edible part of the carbon left to permit, it's not being a matir for the carbon. It's just doing the dam, and the carbon is in fact valid. Mit meush yareha, says our Mishnah, if the remainder of the carbon mincha, not the komets, but the remainder this time became tamei, nisrafu shiareha, or the remainder got burnt up somehow, or avdu shiareha, if the remainder got lost, so you're still holding on to that kamitza inside the klishares, but in the meantime, the shiare mincha are now gone. Kemidas Rabbi Eliezer Ksheira, according to the rule of Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Dam afal bisha ein basar, says there can be kemitza afal bisha ein shiare mincha. Uchemidas Rabbi Yoshua psula. But according to Rabbi Yoshua, who holds you can't do the sprinkling of the dam once there's no meat to sprinkle it for, so too you can't burn the komets once there's no shiare mincha to burn it for, and so as a result, it can't be burnt. Even Rabbi Yoshua would agree that if as little as a kezias of the shiare mincha are left, then you can go right ahead. As long as there's at least a kezias left over that's not tamei or that is known where it is, then you can certainly burn the kemitza for that. Shelo b'chli shareis. If the kemitza was not put into a kli shareis, we know that the ingredients of the mincha are put into a first kli shareis, as we said in the previous Mishnah, before you do the kemitza. After you do the kemitza, you put the kemitza in a second kli shareis, which is then brought up and you burn the kemitza, dumping it out of the kli shareis. In a situation where the komets was not put into a second kli shareis, pesula, then it's pasul, because that's one of the four critical avodos for a karban mincha. Rabbi Shimon, however, machshir, because Rabbi Shimon says it would be allowed that the Torah compares a mincha to a karban chatos, Rabbi Shimon says, and just like the dam hachatos can be applied by hand to the mizbeach, so too the komets can be offered by hand to the mizbeach. He does agree that you have to have a first kli shareis, but it's the second kli shareis, Rabbi Shimon says, it's not ma'akev. Hiktir kumtza pa'amayim kshera. Let's say he divided the kemitza into two, and so he took the first half of kometz and burnt it, and then the second half of the kemitza and burnt it. It would still be valid because a kemitza is generally expected to be two kezesim at least. Because a kemitza is at least two kezesim, then each half that he burnt is a valid burning on an action of a kezias. However, if you tried to divide the kemitza into more than two parts, then it would be pasul, because one third of two is not at least a kezias, it's two thirds of one, and that would be too little to burn as an independent part of the kemitza. Mishnah Hey, hakometz, the kemitza itself, mi'uto ma'akeves rubo, the smaller part is essential to the larger part being kosher. So even if it's a small part, a small fraction of the kemitza is missing, then the rest of it is pasul from being offered on the mizbeach, because the Torah says multiple times, melo kumtso, his full kometz. So the entire kemitza has to be burnt. So we see that if even a little bit is missing, it's no good. Ha isaron, when it comes to the isaron, which is one-tenth of an ephah, the minimum quantity of flour which goes into a korban mincha, miyuta ma'akev es rubo. Again, the smaller part is ma'akev on the larger part. So if even the slightest amount of the isaron of fine flour is missing when you start mixing to make the korban mincha, then the mincha again is going to be pasul. And they learned this from the word misalta, from its soles, which means its entire amount of soles. Hayayin, when it comes to the nesachim of wine, which go with an ola and shlamim karbonos and other karbonos as well, we say that for a bull there's one half a hin of wine, a hin being a liquid measurement of 12 logs, so one half a hin would be 6 logs for a bull, a third of a hin or 4 log for a ram, and a quarter of a hin or 3 log for a lamb. Miyuta ma'akev es rubo, like everything else in this Mishnah so far, the smaller part is ma'akev on the full quantity, on the larger amount. So if he's got a bull or a lamb or a ram, he'd better bring the appropriate measurement that has to go as a nesach for that. Hashemen, when it comes to the oil, which accompanies a minchas nesachim, there's a amount that parallels the amount of wine. So either 6 log, 4 log, 3 log. This also applies to the oil for a voluntary korban mincha, minchas nedava, where again the prescribed amount is set, in that case 1 log. Miuta ma'akev is rubo. Again, the smaller part is ma'akev, the larger part. So if anything is missing, it is pasul. Hasolas v'ashemen ma'akvin ze'ezeh. The flour and the oil, which are the two ingredients of a korban mincha, are both ma'akev each other in terms of the mincha being kosher. You have to have misalta umishamna from its flour and from its oil, which is mentioned twice in the Torah. It also says migirsa umishamna from its meal in front of its oil. So both are required. Hakometz v'halavona, the kometz, which is the part burned on the Mizbeach, and the Lavona, the frankincense, which is also burned on the Mizbeach, Ma'akvin Zezeh, are both equally Ma'akev each other. You have to have the Kometz, and you have to have the Lavona in order to have a valid Korban Mincha. If you want, either one is missing, then the Mincha is not valid.